Surprise flickered through Kenth. Surprise and hope.
I'm not sure you're in a position to promise such things.
I'm chief of the Navy, Hamner. They're my ships. I will deploy them covertly if I must to keep to this bargain.
It sounded too good to be true.
You wouldn't come to me with such an offer if there wasn't something in it for you.
It would be a poor bargain indeed if I were to walk away empty-handed. The best negotiation, as I know you understand, is one that both parties feel satisfied with.
Here we go,
Hamner thought. Irritation made his tongue sharp.
What is it? Handing over Sathias and Tori? Allowing Jedi to be searched every time they enter a Tapcaf? Inserting transmitters so their every movement can be tracked?
Nothing so drastic. I want to do what is best for the GA. I have sworn a vow to uphold that. And Master Hamner, frankly, seeing the head of this organization I love so dearly at odds with the beings best suited to protect it, is, in my opinion, most definitely not what is best for the GA. I do agree with some of Admiral Dalla's sentiments regarding your order and its place, but not all of them. Both the Chief of State and many of your Jedi are reacting rather than acting, and that is not good for anyone. Soon, no one will be able to scratch his nose without someone freezing him in carbonite, or lopping off the arm doing the scratching. If you launch that flotilla, Dalla will destroy you. Not just the stealth X's, but the whole Jedi Order, if she can. There will be no going back from it. And everyone walks away, if they can walk, the worse for it. I want exactly the opposite. I want a solution in which everyone benefits. And both you and I know they will.